Hey, good afternoon, everyone. You awake yet? You're just like, it's New Orleans, dude. Quiet down.
Who got here last night and already tore up Bourbon Street? You got here last night?
Come on, hands up. Hands up. We all admit it, yes?
That's poor adult decision making right there. It's the first day. You have a whole week of this. Yeah.
One guy in the back of the room, he just got here.
Yeah.
That's the guy with two hand grenades in his hand. That's
You got a yard of beer in each hand. Are you on?
I'm on.
Okay, good.
I'm on.
It's important that we all three can talk at the same time.
Yes.
Hey, welcome to Tech Ed 101, everyone. So who in the audience is their first time at Tech Ed?
First time at Tech Ed.
Raise your hand.
How many alumni do we have?
Been here.
Raise your hands if you're alumni.
Why? What are you doing here?
You guys have been here before. Game for us, the cheap entertainment. And in case you're wondering, you also do not have to pay to attend Tech Ed 101, despite what Joey was trying to do by collecting money at the door. So if you gave him money on the entry, he's able to return it to you.
Yeah, no fun.
You got it, man. But this is a fun session. We've got 60 minutes of lots of information, and despite what some people think, it is not something where you're going to end up, you know, seeing the same thing if you come back at 4 o'clock. At 4 o'clock, you're going to get something completely different because we'll work on something else. You go in and hit logo. I think F1. Yeah.
I think you broke it.
That guy could work.
Yeah.
There we go.
There we go. All right. Can you click?
Yep. Click's right here.
Oh, there we go.
The other clicker.
Okay. So we're really good at technology. Can you tell? That's exactly why they have us here.
We're all experts.
Exactly. This is what kills me about this slide. It's Tech Ed 101 presented by three distinguished Tech Ed alums.
Where?
I think we need to edit this slide a little bit.
Yeah.
Ordinary. Three ordinary Tech Ed alums, because I don't know that anybody would ever claim that we're distinguished.
Some of us are less distinguished than others.
You're talking about him, right?
Right.
So just quick, by way of introduction, we've got Richard Campbell. Richard from
.NET Rocks.
.NET Rocks and .NET Radio and the Tablet Show. Entirely too many podcasts.
And I think this is my 16th Tech Ed US.
So wow. He has the seniority.
He does, but only by a couple of years.
Yeah.
I mean, my name's
Joey. I'm not saying I make good choices. I'm just saying
he's made choices. My name's Joey Snow. This is my 12th. I want to say Tech Ed.
That's a lot of Tech Eds.
It's a lot of Tech Eds.
I would say I'm the newbie because this is my 5th. And although I do predate the shows from you coming before you started to go to shows, because my first one was '96, I think.
Yeah.
So.
What? Wow. And you skipped a few?
I did.
Because once you go to Tech Ed, you need to keep coming to Tech Ed.
Yes. Absolutely.
Okay, now this slide, anybody else amused by, what is Tech Ed? Do we really have to talk about this, or do you pretty much understand why you're here?
Well, they all paid full pop to attend.
Nice. I would say the biggest thing about Tech Ed over any other conference I've ever been to is this is the largest collection of Microsoft people you'll ever meet. If you actually want to get close to the guys who wrote the software that you use every day, they're either here, or the guy who works with them is here. So that's, to me, the most distinctive thing about Tech Ed. There's a lot of stuff at Tech Ed, and we'll talk about all of it, but you talk about the one big thing. This is Microsoft's largest event. There's 11,000 people here and an awful lot of Microsoft employees.
We're really going to kind of break up today's kind of 101 session. We're going to try not to kill you with slides. We'll just kind of talk and tell some stories and obviously take some of your questions if you have questions. We'll kind of break it up into these areas, you know, learn, connect, explore. That's kind of the three main buckets that we have at Tech Ed, and talk about all of these things and kind of give you some of the tips and pointers that we have through our vast knowledge of Tech Ed experience. Who's seen the Tech Ed countdown shows? Anybody watch those things? Okay, awesome. Cool. There's a few people watched them. Awesome.
A few people watched them.
Awesome.
I watched them, Joey.
You watched them?
I did.
Yeah. At the same time, you'd like squiggle.
I needed something to draw mustaches on.
Yeah, I figured that's exactly what it was. We're going to cover a lot more in-depth than some of the stuff that we do through the Tech Ed countdowns, because those are more kind of preface-type presentations, what to do before you get here. Well, now that you're here, let's talk about what we're going to do and kind of the why. Now, obviously, tech ed, tech education, you come to get that depth knowledge. You come to get all that internal technology stuff. For me, and one of the things that I used to do as a paying attendee and then up through now and even still today, community. I'm a big part of community networking and meeting folks, right? And not just, you know, other Microsoft people, meet and talk, those technical things, but also your neighbors. Right?
Actually, I got a question. There's a huge bunch of there, obviously, TechEd 101 folks that are brand new. Is there anyone, this is like their first major large-scale conference?
Ever. Wow, okay.
Wow. So it's a good chunk there.
20 people here.
The best part is the hardest part is over. You've made it through registration.
Yeah.
You've made it past security, and you're inside this long area, which is the conference hall. We've got maps in here to give you guys directions on stuff, so congratulations for making
this. This is one of the longest, narrowest conference halls you'll ever go to. I hope you're wearing a Fitbit or a pedometer, because you're going to put on some miles this year.
Yeah.
End to end, it's 0.78 miles, so just a little short of a mile end to end. And you're going to walk it back and forth.
And you will feel all
0.78.
Yes. I'm used to kilometers. I don't understand.
I can't do the metric conversion. If anybody wants to do that and shout it out, go ahead.
It's a kilometer.
Is it double it in that 32?
Yeah.
The part that I like the most, secondary to community, is actually the evaluation, because this is where you get the hands-on experience of being able to try everything out and to be able to get the expert access to people. This actually is where you get to go off and see every single little bit of the different products that we have for the Microsoft stack, and also how they interoperate and work with other products as well. So I like the integration piece that comes in.
Getting your hands on and getting in.
You got it.
Awesome.
Well, we've broken this up into three categories, man. We've got Explore, we've got Connect, and we've got Learn. And the first one's kind of Explore, where we're going to kind of show and break this down, kind of turn the, where's this little show guide thing? We're going to kind of go through this a bit in a live format, if you will, to break some stuff down and what it looks like. Do you want to talk about this first?
Sure.
This part here?
Well, we can start.
Have you picked up your bag yet?
Everybody has their bag?
Yeah. Good. So, and you'll also find in that bag there is another conference guide. So there's the mini guide and there's the full-size guide.
Right.
Now, what makes the big guide better? It has the Wi-Fi password in it.
So if you haven't found it already, it's on page 20
That's important.
The big guide.
Yeah, and it's... Not just for the record, we're all listening here. It's NOLA 2013.
All
NOLA 2013. No spaces, no uppercase. Clearly, it's the most important thing. So.
And I just saw a bunch of people take out their phones.
Right. Yeah. Well, wait while you log in.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, of course, the downside is that it is bigger.
So as we talk about exploring, we're going to cover off a couple of, as Rick mentioned, some of the things that he finds are his favorites. We'll start off with the hands-on labs, and this is an area where you can sit down and get your hands on. We also have a similar variety of hands-on components, which we call instructor-led labs. Hands-on labs are self-guided. You sit down at a machine, you've got a lab guide, you go through it, you get to play with it. Instructor-led labs are essentially the same thing, but the difference is you're going to have somebody from one of the product groups or a certified trainer. One of these experts, one of these knowledgeable people about the product that can help walk you through it, and you get that kind of one-on-one interaction. We'll cover the Tech Expo.
Yep.
I hate saying this is one of my favorite things, because they're all kind of my favorite
things.
They're
all fun. It's the challenge here is you've got too many things to do.
Absolutely. How about moving to the next slide?
I know, I'm getting there. So hands-on labs, in case you've never been there before. Basically, it's free schedule time that you can go anytime. They're open basically before the session starts. They open up a little bit later on. They haven't opened up yet.
Nope. They open tomorrow.
They open up tomorrow after the keynote.
Yep.
So you have to pay attention to the keynote. But after the keynote, basically, they all become alive and well. As you can see from the setup, basically, you have two monitors. One's going to have a connection to a virtual instance of the lab that you want to run. Basically, you get to choose from a little menu system. And then it will go off and launch and connect you up to those virtual machines. On the other monitor, on the other side, you have follow guides, if you will, of step-by-step labs. Don't think that you have to follow the steps and color inside the lines. These are free-form labs that you can go off and deviate from the path if you wanted to.
They're all just virtual machines.
Yeah.
If you want, you can give it a try. Try and break them. I dare you.
Yeah, the monitors and the staff will appreciate it.
Yeah, and if you're a hardware geek like I am, all of these consoles are run from, there's a little plexiglass box in the back of all of this with this huge, I think it's Hewlett Packard is running it. It's not here?
No, you're mistaken.
It's you not here. It?
This is 2012. Actually, you're all running in the cloud.
2013
right now. It's server 2012 running in the cloud, is what I'm trying to say. I'm a hardware geek, and from an infrastructure perspective, this is all taking place in actually one of our partners hosting data centers.
Oh.
And if you really wanted to know, it's 52 hypervisor front ends running Hyper-V 2012, talking to two scale-out file server back ends that have fiber channel cards to their SAN, and they can spin up the machines lickety-split bar of a trick. So it's not even on-prem anymore. We changed that.
That's good. So what I've done with Hands-On Labs that I liked a lot was I practiced an Exchange 2007 to 2010 upgrade a couple years ago. So, you know, you're thinking about doing this, and you're afraid because you're intelligent, okay? Go do it on somebody else's hardware. Do it again and again and again until you actually have the confidence. That's what you get to practice with these things, because they just reset the lab back to where you started, and you can go again.
Now, one thing I use the Hands-On Labs for is decompression time. You will have your brains filled up with lots of goodness throughout the different sessions, and I get to a point where my brain is full, in which case I will go and do some Hands-On Labs and decompress just to be able to basically be by myself and do some Hands-On Labs stuff. That's what I find useful for.
It's kind of taking what you've heard in sessions and putting it to practice.
All set.
Oh, well, so here
we go.
Where
are they located?
In the flashing red lights.
Yes. So you've all been to registration because you're up here, and you've picked up your bag stuff. So if you kept going left, you would get to the Hands-On Labs section. It's not open yet. Did anybody get to the store yet? Have you got your...
Okay, so for those of you who have not been to the store, there is a very large lineup right now.
Yeah.
I have been told by the conference organizers that there are pallets upon pallets upon pallets. I think the number was in excess of 70 pallets worth of stuff. You don't have to rush and get it today.
Yeah, there's enough for everybody.
They will
be
there tomorrow. They'll be there the day after. So I would suggest that you wait until a more opportune time, unless, of course, you're excited like I was, but I don't get to have one.
I do. So we know what we're talking about, $99 RT devices and $389 for the Pro. And these are the full loads. So I think this is a 64-gig one. Yep. The other one's a 128-gig one. You'll never get a better deal than this.
Yeah, very, very good. So again, you can go back afterwards. The stores are open, the public stores, and they also have access to a whole bunch of different accessories and different add-ons. You can do power supplies, stylus,
keyboards, power supplies. In case you lost a stylus, because who would lose a stylus? But if you ever lost a stylus, you'd get one at the store.
So I'm borrowing Joey's stylus right now because I lost my stylus.
So halls B through F, the main exhibit hall area, it's huge. It's massive. That's what you're walking past as you go down toward where the meal hall is, or even past it to keynote tomorrow morning, or to where you are now. And if you were coming in from one of the other hotels and you went in that very first door in the new section there and just walked down and entered that hall area, that's where that Hands-On Lab / instructor-led lab area is going to be. And we'll keep coming back to this map several times. So that's where Hands-On Labs are. And then once the instructor-led sessions start, now instructor-led sessions, unlike Hands-On Lab sessions, are not free time. Right? They're actually scheduled. You can put that in your schedule builder, which we'll talk about in a little bit. But there are 38 scheduled instructor-led labs that we've got set up for you guys here. As I mentioned before, it's a guided process. And it's guided with somebody who is an expert in that area. There are also proctors that can assist. There's also proctors in the Hands-On Lab, so if you've got a problem, you can raise your hand and somebody will come over and help you out there. Our Microsoft certified trainers are here and all ready and chomping at the bit to kind of help you guys out with some of this stuff. But I love instructor-led labs, and actually, that's one of my favorite session types to deliver. I've delivered, breakout sessions all the time, but I actually prefer instructor-led lab sessions because, it's one thing for me to stand up on stage and show it to you. It's another thing for you to actually be going along with me or to have that time to actually be able to interact and engage. A lot of the times, questions that you get when you're actually running these Hands-On Lab scenarios may not necessarily be, I have a question regarding module 2, step 1C. It says this. It's typically, wait a minute, in my organization, we're doing things this way. How is this going to relate? And it's doing that translation piece. And a lot of folks prefer to do that translation piece on their own.
Yep.
But there's a lot of other folks that like to have that, okay, just so that I'm, you know, give me a sanity check here. Is this exactly what we should be doing? Is there a different step because I'm coming from this world or something else?
There is one slight nuance with the proctors. The proctors in the hands-on labs mm-hmm. are mostly about troubleshooting the lab mechanism and how it works and how to launch. You might get a SQL person that you're going to ask your Windows Server question to, or an infrastructure guy you're going to ask your development question to. During the instructor-led labs, the proctors are basically matched up by technology that are going to be able to help them out. Better chance of having your questions answered directly.
And I think the two go together pretty well, because every hands-on lab station has access to all the hands-on labs. So you can do anything you want in any given hands-on lab station. So if you were getting ready to go to an ILL, the instructor-led lab, for a particular topic, you could even practice it in advance on the hands-on labs first, so that you got it clear in your mind before you work with the instructor through that particular one.
As you can see, they are strategically located right next to the hands-on labs, except they are kind of boxed in. They have draping and stuff like that separating them, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think I haven't been down there this time, but typically they've got little headphones and stuff that you put in so that you can hear the instructor interaction, or they may have a PA. I haven't been to that section of this monster hall.
Now, Joey, you said that your favorite part is, if I can hit, there we go.
I love the Tech Expo. This is basically where we've got over 200 of our sponsors and our partners here to talk to you. And that also includes some of us from Microsoft, as well as I mentioned, our partners. And it's a great place to learn. Now, there is one night, one evening, which is actually going to be tomorrow evening, and I believe it starts at 6 p.m. I lovingly refer this to Trash and Trinkets Night.
The official term is welcome reception. But that's typically where you'll see people with bags going from booth to booth.
Yes.
To get the stuff.
Collecting the swag or having a beverage while collecting said swag. But I encourage all of you, because we've got some amazing partners, we've got some amazing solutions that folks are here to show and talk to you. One of the things that I get quite often when I peruse our forums, feedback that we get from doing countdowns and doing these events, a lot of folks can get intimidated. Man, I'm going to get the hardcore pressure sales pitch. It's not why they're here. Right? That comes later.
Monday night's the safe night.
Yes.
And actually all through the week. And one of the things that I encourage you guys to do, Monday night, kind of go through, get a feeling for what it is that you're interested in, and then keep going back throughout the week. Because they're there the entire time. And it's another great place to go, kind of decompress your brain a little bit from the information overload of sessions. And it's also a great place to kind of go in and connect, as I mentioned, that whole community and that networking piece as well. So we've got all of these vendors here. We've got the best of Tech Ed, right, which attendees can actually vote on the best of Tech Ed. So you'll definitely want to do that. Go around and chat with them and go chat with our vendors. It's this big area that you see up on the map, the largest section.
Yeah, so maybe we should kind of break this down a little bit about where everything is.
Break it down.
I'll break it down. So first off, just as a shameless plug, I'm going to highlight that little triangle there, Channel 9. That is where Joey and I hang out, and also our friends on Channel 9 that are going to be doing live interviews during the breaks and during lunch hours that will be able to be streamed online with the different keynote speakers, with the foundation session speakers, which we'll talk about, and with interesting characters from Tech Ed all throughout the entire week is on Channel 9 at that point.
Can you circle a digital wall for me?
Digital wall up here at the front, which is this guy.
So
what are you doing there?
So digital wall is where there's a bunch of presentations going on, various sponsors and so forth show off stuff, but I get to run Speaker Idol. So every lunch hour from 12:15 to 12:45, we'll be running a contest called Speaker Idol, and what we're looking for is a new speaker for Tech Ed. So we do this each year. The winner speaks at the next year's Tech Ed.
And I've always been denied whenever I tried to apply for that.
Microsoft employees need not apply. Oh. The only rule to Speaker Idol is you can't never have presented a session at Tech Ed before. So we're only looking for new speakers. We run three heats Monday through Wednesday. There are four contestants each. They each do a 5-minute presentation in front of four judges. The winner of the heat goes to the finals on Thursday, plus one of the runners-up. And we do it every year. I always keep two spots open. So if you think you could be a presenter at TechEd, come see me Monday at lunchtime at the Digital Wall. Tell me you're up to doing this. We call them wild cards, and often they win.
Interesting. So you have Simon Cowell doing judging there with Speaker Idol?
Yes, but he's named Mark Manassi.
There you go. There you go.
Oh, Mark. That'll be fun.
So does that mean Stephen is Paula Abdul?
Well, everybody knew that, but that's a different issue entirely.
So, Joey, how about the nuances with the different sizes of blocks and colors, since you're better versed at that?
Sure, absolutely. So we have to pay for this very large-scale event, and not only is it the paid registration, but we also have sponsors. And we have three different levels of sponsors. We've got our gold sponsors, our silver sponsors, and our bronze sponsors. The gold sponsors are the one that you're going to see just as you walk past the Digital Wall into the Tech Expo area. Those are the ones highlighted in pink on the map. Our silver sponsors are then around the sides there, just the purple slash green. Those are our silver sponsors. And then you've got everybody else from our partner side, and the other vendors that we have there in those smaller booths. So there's just rows and rows and rows, and you can go chat all sorts of cool technologies. I actually found a piece of technology way back in the day, one of my first tech eds, that I ended up implementing in my environment. I used to manage IT for a call center. And I actually found this little tiny vendor that actually allowed me to basically freeze a workstation state, right, so that they couldn't hack into it no matter how hard they tried. I had very, very technical people, call center operation, and it was one of these small booths. I just ended up walking by going, what is it that you guys do? That's a really cool solution. And so that's kind of one of my personal things. You never know what you can find at the Tech Expo, some of these partner solutions that may actually be able to help you through the problems that you're dealing with today in your day-to-day life.
Yeah, it's well worth going into those smaller back rows.
Absolutely.
This is where a lot of people launch their new products. You will see cool new things here from smaller vendors, from guys who are just trying to make their way back in those, back on the wings there in the little 10x10 booths. You never know what you're going to find. It's a lot of different technologies.
So if you're OCD like me, you can go to the Channel 9 website and electronically view what every single one of these numbers represents, or you can go through the big book and you'll see, for instance, EMC is booth 1601 as an example, as a platinum sponsor, so I'll know exactly where they are. And I've even had some people that are so specific, I will say, that they'll go through and they'll basically mark the ones they want to go see first to make sure they get there first to get the best swag. So
that's just I said gold. I should have said platinum. It's platinum. Stand corrected for the online recording. And now the next section is this big section in the middle. This is kind of the Microsoft area, the Microsoft zone. This is where you're going to see all of your Microsoft people. So you've got server, cloud, and tools. This is where you're going to find Windows Server. It's where you're going to find Windows Azure. It's where you're going to find the tools start, the developer aspects of Visual Studio. Some of those things are going to be there. You're going to see next to that kind of that link, Windows Phone section. And then behind that is Office, which is located right next to the Channel 9 stage there. And then you'll see Windows Client, so that's your Windows 8, right? The desktop, Windows 8, Windows 7 kind of activities there. And then another cool place that's actually located right next to it, the Community Resource Zone. We'll get to and talk a little bit more about community as we move forward, but we have a lot of our user groups that are here that participate there, and they have kind of, it's really a lounge area, and it's a great place to go in and connect and network.
Well, you mentioned lounge area. There's also, down at the bottom corner, one thing we have not talked about yet is the gaming zone.
The gaming zone. I get to play Pac-Man.
You got it. Old school
vintage arcade machines.
You got it.
Lots of them.
And I do believe they're free.
Yeah. Yes, they are free. You don't need any quarters.
I think that's about it for the Expo Hall.
Yeah.
Kind of covered it all, for the most part.
We'll any questions back on the Expo Hall? And if you have a question, you can jump up to the mic, or if you're shy, you shout it out and I'll repeat it. Sir, in the LSU shirt.
Go Tigers.
Giga Maggie's. Sorry, buddy. The Tech Expo will officially open after keynote tomorrow until, I believe it's 5 p.m.
And then they close her down.
Close it for a little while so that they can wheel in the beer carts.
And snacks.
And snacks.
Sorry, and snacks.
And non-alcoholic drinks as well.
And then they'll reopen again for the reception, I believe, 6 to 9 p.m. We could probably open up the guide and actually get the actual time.
I bet that's in the guide. People. That's what these guides are for.
I have an app on my phone. My phone's under
the Should we talk about the app? The Channel 9 app?
Yeah, the CH9 Events app. It's available for Windows Phone and also for Android and
iOS.
iOS, which you can download through the various stores. You have a question, sir? The question is, has anybody actually got the iOS to work? And the answer, lots of hands popping up. There are there's a forum post on the Channel 9 Live, and you can go to Tech Ed North America. You're not connected to the internet.
Hmm. Have you gotten the SSID password?
Yeah.
There is a support team downstairs in the wireless area. They can probably help you get hooked up. And it is, you know, the event board app, the Channel 9 events app, it's got a lot of pieces to it. So at the simplest level, you can get in and you can just look at your schedule. But if you actually want to pull up the schedule that you pre-entered on the site when you registered, you have to go through a bit of a registration process. So you have to set up an event board account, and then you have to attach to your Channel 9 account. So there are a few steps.
It takes just a minute to get everything synced up.
But if you had a Windows 8 phone, it would just work.
I did all those steps earlier today.
It's the same thing.
It's a few steps.
Okay. We'll come back. We'll talk some more.
Okay.
Other questions quick before we go on to the next one?
Anything else on Expo Hall? Question in the back there, sir. The dev and the IT district, are those part of the Microsoft groups?
So the Microsoft groups, if you want to talk about product and experts that are previous speakers and session, that sort of stuff, they hang out in the red circle area in here. This literally is simply a designated lounging area if you happen to be of the dev inclination or the infrastructure guys on this side over here, if you want to go off and basically network and hang out.
Now, one of the things, as a Microsoft guy and as a presenter, I tend to move kind of everywhere. And a lot of our other speakers would do that as well. So, you know, maybe there's 14 guys talking about Link at the booth, and somebody wants to kind of spread the conversation. Or what may occur is you start a conversation at the booth, and you might want to dive deep, and sometimes we'll actually, hey, come chat with me. I actually solved an Active Directory issue by grabbing the AD product team back in the day before I joined Microsoft. I said, I'm having this problem. And he's like, I've never heard that before. Let's go talk.
Yeah.
Right? So we went in and we chatted about it and got that.
One last thing I will talk about is these little tiny things that are around here, ComNet stations. ComNet stations is basically your internet connectivity machine if you don't want to use your own, to be able to fill out evaluations, to be able to check your schedule, to be able to go off and do a whole bunch of different stuff. If you do log on to your corporate webmail, make sure you log off. There's been a lot of people that have left their logons in place, and luckily because we're at Tech Ed, most people will simply log you off.
But not before sending an all email.
Yeah, so I don't do that.
Who would do that?
But the ComNet stations are not just here, obviously. They're all throughout the entire conference area. So your ability to simply sit down and use one of those guys there is just fine for your evals. We'll talk more about evals coming up. And that's the last thing I want to talk about on the slide, I think.
Yep, good? Beauty.
Beauty, eh? Good. So we do another opportunity for networking, which is Tuesday night.
Yes.
Which is Ask the Experts, which basically is going to be taking place in the community hall, or the meal hall, where basically we will have tables designated like talking booths inside the expo hall that will have different categories of conversation around products, around technologies, around issues, that will have the speakers with session time, office hours, if you will, holding court at those tables. There also will be different types of beverages of different assortments and snacky food and stuff like that. But it gives you the opportunity to go back and, again, have focused time and also socialize in a expert's area. And that is actually going to be taking place in the meal halls. And this is actually the first time we're showing you the whole conference center. As you were saying, from here all the way to there, 0.78 miles?
Yep.
Or 6 kilometers? So... It's about that, isn't it?
It's about a kilometer.
It's about a kilometer.
Okay.
You got it.
You call yourself a Canadian.
So anyway, that's a very long walk, but this is basically the meal hall where all the meals will be served all throughout the week. There is hot breakfast in the mornings. There wasn't today in case you came for the pre-cons, but there is hot breakfast in the mornings, so Monday through Thursday, as well as lunch, and it's a two-hour lunch break, as well as they don't really do evening stuff at all. It's organized activities.
Right. So
organized activities, they have snack food.
What is it? It says here 6:30 to 8:30 is Ask the Experts. So there's going to be food. some beverages. I would highly suggest not just to use Tuesday as an opportunity to talk to experts. It should be your whole week, right? But it's a great time to really kind of sit down. A lot of times you'll be able to ask very focused questions because you may have two or three speakers on a particular topic area or subject area that you're actually able to sit down and really kind of get dive deep versus maybe one guy standing at the booth. So it's a great opportunity to ask a lot of questions. And that will be in the meal hall, which you'll get to know and love.
And more. More. Certification. Is it 50% off this time?
It's 50% off per exam. You also have the new thing this year is they have Microsoft Learning Experts staffing that particular area to be able to answer your questions about what type of exams to take, what your path should be if you don't already know, as well as they're going to be the ones launching and getting you into the parametric testing organization stuff. It's currently closed right now. They're having some technical issues they're working out, but it will be open once again later this week to be able to take your tests. For certification testing, and there's even two special beta exams that are only available during this week for SharePoint. Two new ones for SharePoint that are out.
For 2013.
Basically, any stuff, right?
For 2013.
Yeah, 2013.
So new stuff to test out. The Connect Zones, that's the community area on the floor.
Yep.
So that's a place to connect with experts as well as other people interested in the same topics. You know, everybody in this room knows a lot of stuff. It's not just the guys at the front of the room. There's a lot of folks out there that know some stuff. And a chance to find like-minded folks. Often, I know my experience has been, I was the only guy in my office that knew my stuff. So coming to an event like this was the only chance I had to actually interact with someone else who was dealing with those same issues. So the Ask the Experts night, when you sit down at that table with a dozen other people and a couple of speakers, just realize you're all interested in the same thing. Maybe it's time to strike up a conversation with them.
Conference store and the bookstore. This is different than the store where you picked up your Surfaces. So this is the place if you want to get your Tech Ed Polo, which I understand sells out rather quickly, at least so I hear.
Yep.
Also get some really cool tchotchke stuff to take back to the guys in the office who didn't get to make the trip to make them jealous. One of my favorite grabs that I ever got at the conference store was a brain in a Petri dish. It was actually kind of this mushy little brain thing.
Nice.
I don't know. I'm easily amused, I guess.
Apparently easily amused.
And the bookstore discounts on books. So who's been to the bookstore? Who's been to the bookstore? Have you now had to call the airline and ask for an allowance to bring said books home?
Yeah.
There's actually also a FedEx shipping center where if you want to ship some stuff back, you can actually do that. I've had to do that on occasion. The bookstore, conference bookstore, will also have book signings. So I know Mark Sinovich is signing his book, and some other folks will be signing books there as
some
well.
Some C-Starp stuff going on, some Visual Studio stuff going on too, I think.
Yeah.
Book-wise. They're posted.
Alumni lounges for people who've come to Tech Ed before, and I know there's a few folks here. You'll get a little thing at the bottom of your badge that says alumni. And the lounge is just a quiet place to sit, and you get a separate entrance. A few perks for keeping coming to Tech Ed again and again.
It's a Tech Ed frequent traveler program.
Yes. It's a free
No, you don't get early. You don't get early boarding. Sorry,
and you don't get early access to the rooms either.
Yeah, and then finally, Women in Technology Luncheon. Now, first off, this is not just for women. It deals around the subject of women in technology. I encourage folks to go and attend this. This is a luncheon. If Rick will jump back to
13,
the map,
the Great Hall.
It's not that one. I believe
big
it
map.
Was 15.
There you go.
There we go.
All the way at the far end.
All the way
end.
At the other end from where normal lunch is.
And right. Just to be aware, it's the same food.
Yes.
Okay, so you're looking for a special food experience. No, it's same
food. You're not going to have it.
So I highly recommend Women in Technology. It's a great event where we bring in a lot of women who are talking about their roles and the influence of women in technology. This is a lot of Q&A, and it's a great place to go. I remember the first Women in Technology luncheon that they held. I actually learned quite a bit of information there that was very, very valuable because it just kind of covers all of technology. But you get a different perspective on things. And so highly recommend attending that session there. So, what do we want you guys to do? I'm going to start at the bottom. First and foremost, it's summer camp, right?
Yeah.
Tech Ed is summer camp, right? Let's
summer
have
camp
fun.
Youth.
have a good time. A lot of folks, it's funny kind of listening and reading through the forums. Everybody are just kind of like, oh, I don't know. I've got 19 sessions at this one time slot. My mind's going to explode. Sessions are recorded.
Yes.
With the exception of the pre-conference sessions, right? So they're recorded. They're posted up on Channel 9 24 to 48 hours after the session ends. A lot of times we beat that. So they're up and available.
Even hands-on labs are available after the conference. They're all virtual machines, and you can have access to them. Instructor-led labs are only here. So yep. Given a choice between a breakout, a hands-on, or instructor-led, you don't know which one to go to, go to the ILL. You can't get any other way.
Yep, absolutely. Be interactive. Ask a lot of questions. Again, we're so many opportunities. Sometimes folks are, they don't want to step up to the microphone, or they don't. Maybe there's a big crowd of folks. Immediately after the session, we ask for questions. There's no questions, and then we get 45 people up to the side of the stage to ask us questions. That's awesome. A lot of times they kind of kick us speakers out of the room because the next speaker's got to come up and get all of his stuff ready to go. So if you don't have an opportunity to ask the speaker your question at that point in time, you can interact with them downstairs in the Experts Lounge, or catch them at Ask the Experts. Easy for me to say.
How many folks here came with a list of questions they need to get answered this week? This was just a few hands here.
That's
the reason I got my pass, right? It's like I showed my boss, this is what I'm going to solve. You can get those things knocked out on Monday, guaranteed, okay? Between during the day in the Ask Experts area or even Tuesday night, but Monday evening during the Expo Hall opening, everybody's there. Get that stuff done early so that you can have a broader experience. You know, I want you to achieve your goals and knock those things out. That's great. Get those done. This is a rare thing for us in our careers to have a week, not only to learn some new stuff, but to think about where we're going in our own work. What did you want to keep doing? You've got a buffet in front of you, a massive number of sessions and ideas. So, you know, if you've got a bunch of work items, you've got a plan, knock those things out early so that you have a little more time to experience some stuff you haven't experienced before.
The second major section is about connecting, and you were talking about how you use TechEd an awful lot for being able to do the networking side of things. And a little bit further on, talking about your plan and where to go off and go off to start, but do you actually get down to the point where you're mapping out what specifically you want to learn, not just the questions you want to have answered?
You know, I don't, but I don't plan that way. I'm a guy who connects a lot anyway. I'm the first guy to ask a question on the bus, which is a great time to place the chat. By the way, take the bus. If you don't, yes. You are in New Orleans, okay? How many folks are from New Orleans? Nobody. Oh, a couple of hands. All right, he's got the LSU shirt. It all makes sense. So it's hot out there.
Yes.
It's cold in here. It's cold in your hotel. If you keep going from hot to cold to hot to cold to hot to cold, you turn yourself into a Petri dish, okay? And you will make all of us sick. Don't do it. Go from the hotel onto the air-conditioned bus. Chat with your fellow travelers about how hungover you are. Arrive here directly into the venue. When you go into the hot, it's because you're going to stay in the hot. Go in the evening and you'd be out for a few hours. Okay? Give us all a favor. You don't want to make yourself sick. It is easy to do. And we're all mixing germs in this place. So, you know, take it easy. But if you're not a person who connects with folks regularly, I want you to get out of your comfort zone, do something hard. Make a plan to talk to some people you haven't talked to before. Make a few connections. This is purely for yourself. You've got your own checklist of things you need to do for your work. I'm talking for you. We don't get enough time with our peers. That's this week. If it's not something I get to do every day, I got Joey's IM. I can make fun of him anytime I want.
Okay? And he does.
But when you start to think about your career and what you want out of this overall experience, you need to make a plan about it. Make sure you do it. Just one, get a new card, make a new contact.
So we already called out the Devon IT Pro districts as an area inside the expo hall just to kind of chillax and relax and that sort of stuff. There's also another type of session type we haven't talked about yet called Birds of a Feather sessions.
Yep.
And those are community submitted and run, if you will, as far as the delivery of those.
And voted upon by attendees,
yeah.
Voted beforehand.
Hopefully. And they're of a, I guess you could say, of a more casual basis. They may or may not have projection. They may just have some whiteboards and some being able to go off and to discuss different types of topics, that sort of stuff, for the Birds of Feather sessions. We've already talked about the Tech Expo at great length for what's there. Again, the Microsoft technology focus areas, you'll see different booths that have different names above them that have the different technology areas that are in there. And obviously the Women in Technology luncheon as well in one area. I never thought of the bus thing. The bus is good.
Bus is always good because we're all in the same situation at that particular moment. BOFs are special because they're not led by speakers per se. They are a common interest area. So if you're interested in that area, in that topic area, you go to the BOF and know that everybody in the room is interested in that as well. So often there is a whiteboard area. I've even seen the environment split into two, and there's two sets of whiteboards going at the same time and a bunch of other huddled conversations. That to me is a thriving birds of a feather. Like then it's ripping when everybody talks to everybody else. That's what those sessions are for, is to be a part of the conversation.
We also talked about Ask the Experts, a great opportunity there. Again, we kind of covered it. Now, if you want to go out and have a little bit of fun, there's some opportunities there as well. On Tuesday night, following Ask the Experts, we have jam sessions at the House of Blues. So if you're musically inclined and can play an instrument, unlike me, there's instruments available. You can go out, you can hang out. And actually, it's kind of cool because they're just playing music. So if you want to hang out to the side, have a couple of drinks, and socialize, it's another great opportunity. The other thing is lunch. Now, Rick, we were talking about this earlier.
Yeah.
You are uncomfortable starting conversations at lunch.
I believe it or not, I prefer just to get my food, go and sit down at a table, and then just eat. And then people tend to come to the table and introduce themselves, and that's perfect by me, fine by me, I love it. I'm not all that comfortable going to a table that already has 15 people or 12 people around it and then sitting down and say, can I sit here, do you mind? Having a seat and then introducing myself. It's my style, it's just me.
So how do I know if somebody is an expert, a Microsoft guy, maybe a presenter? Is there an easy way to tell?
They've got a badge.
They have a badge first.
Yeah, I've got a staff badge this time around, but there'll be a yellow band for a speaker's badge.
Black means crew badge, in case you're interested.
But we also have shirts. That's the speaker's shirt. It's a green shirt.
It's also a partner / external speaker as well.
And then you have the blue shirt, which identifies the Microsoft guys.
Got the Microsoft logo on it.
If you see people that have the old Microsoft logo on it, they are imposters.
They're impersonators. Pin them down. Yes. Call for help. Don't let the imposters get around. There are also red shirts, and those are the volunteers that will answer your questions. Just don't stand too close to them because you know
we
what happens,
know
to,
what
red
happens to the red shirts.
Even the red shirts, right? And then obviously we have our tech crews and AV crews that are miscellaneous black shirts and that sort of stuff as well. So,
and there's a new shirt running around with a big eye on it, which is, I think they're part of the venue, and they know where everything is.
Well, if you're looking for a room, how far away is room 265 that you're in right now, and you're at the other end, they'll be able to tell you.
Absolutely.
Very handy.
Absolutely. Late-breaking updates and changes, folks, are going to be on Channel 9. So you go to Channel 9, you go to Events and Tech Ed North America, you'll see there's a blog. We also have all these monitors that are outside. We'll post any late-breaking session changes and some of those things. You want to pay attention to those monitors, pay attention to the blogs, because sometimes things happen, right? We have to shift some things around. Right.
Or even popular sessions. If you have sessions at the beginning of the week that became very popular and there was an overflow that happened, they'll actually potentially schedule those as a repeat session later in the week as well.
Yep. So get engaged there. And then even beyond the event, the Tech Ed forums live on. They don't just go away when we finish talking here. I know that in each of the sessions, there's discussions. So, Rick, you've got four sessions coming up on Thursday.
Yeah.
You were inside of your sessions answering a bunch of questions that folks had before. So it's another way to interact, and our speakers will continue to interact as we move forward through Channel 9.
And there are always hot sessions at Tech Ed. There are sessions that will overflow no matter how big the room is. Just remember that they are recorded, so you will get a chance to see them. But if it's really, really important for you to be in the room, it's worth going early.
Yep.
And if it's early in the show, they leave a few blocks free on Thursday so they can repeat the sessions that people are really anxious to see live.
And I'll give you another tip if it's your first time at a conference center or a conference hall. If you stay to the edges of the room, you have a better chance at finding power in that room. As you can see from the outlets on the walls, there's none in the middle. They're all off the edge.
As a speaker, I will ask
to try to fill the front of the room because I can't see anything past the gentleman with the LSU shirt on right now. It's just this black nebulous area behind. So it's always good to come up to the front. We do happen to also be quite social as well besides Channel 9 forums. All of us had our Twitter handles that were up there. So if you happen to be of the tweeting variety, You can tweet any kind of a question or comment with the directly to the individuals at TechEd_NA, or you simply have to tag the hashtag MSTechEd. All of us happen to be using various different electronic devices monitoring the MSTechEd hashtag on Twitter. And we even have a Facebook that we use as well.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of times on the Facebook page, a lot of great photos of some of the things that have been going on get posted up on that Facebook page. So a couple different ways to connect. But most importantly, meet your neighbor. When you go into sessions around, hey, I'm so-and-so, go to lunch, introduce yourself. It's very, very interesting, the conversations that you can have. Sometimes problems don't always get solved by talking to the tech engineer guy. Sometimes somebody's got a unique way of solving a particular problem that they've had in there. Maybe somebody's already gone through a product upgrade of some sort, moved from one generation to the next generation. You got any tips, tricks, things that I should look out for? A lot of folks, we're all IT folks and dev folks here. We can share ideas and
they're coming for you, man.
Yeah, it's nothing new.
My immigration papers are in order. I'm good.
They heard you.
Thank you. Stop. I wrote up one other one that's also quite handy. The Crew, as in THEKREWE, is a very handy one to follow as well. If you're looking for other like-minded individuals that are looking to connect the network on a professional level, and also that are seem to have the line on where to go and what to do after hours.
Yes.
So that's a good one to follow as well.
Because Monday night we have the expo hall opening.
Right.
Yep.
And Tuesday night we'll have the Ask the Experts evening.
Correct.
Attendee parties Wednesday night?
Thursday
night. Thursday.
So Wednesday's an open night.
That's Wednesday is the night where you've got to hustle to find yourself a party.
And there's usually double and triple book parties that
yes.
happen. So I know there's certain vendors that have parties on Tuesday as well and also on Wednesday. So a wide variety of them.
Okay. So that kind of covers the how to connect. I suggest, this is my challenge, connect with five people a day.
It's our challenge.
Our challenge.
We're all in.
We're all in. Connect with five people each day. That way you walk out with 20 like-minded people that you can connect with. I still have friendships that I created at the first TechEd I attended in Dallas. And there's still people who I still talk to on a regular basis. We're actually just out in Denver on our tour. And went to dinner with a guy who I met at TechEd, oddly enough. And we've been friends since. So it's a really great connection. So go out, connect with folks. Start with the folks sitting next to you. Introduce yourselves.
Right? Yeah. If you haven't already, turn to the left. Turn to the left. Say hello to the person on your left.
The thing is, that most people...
Turn to the right.
They're pretty spread out.
I know.
Yeah, where everybody's getting involved.
And regarding this particular photo, the fellow right in the middle of it, his name is Stephen Rose. Avoid him at all costs.
All right. Also, post TechEd, some research, Channel 9. I'm tired of hearing Channel 9. Channel 9, if you're not familiar, it's our online platform. Lots of videos behind the scenes. It's also where the events are. It's where the sessions are going to be. Where you can get the sessions on demand. channel9.msdn.com/event/TechEd is where you can go to get all of that stuff.
And you can, if you have friends that are back at the office that are not able to attend, we actually stream sessions live. We have one room that we have set up as a live stream, and there's actually a published list of live sessions that will be happening just as if you were in the room live, taking place on the main page.
TechNet for our IT pros, MSDN for our developers. I think we're all familiar with those resources. Yes, anybody not familiar with it? Okay, we can avoid that one. And then from a learning perspective, learning and certification, I encourage it. Take a look, Microsoft.com/learning. That's where you can go. They've got a ton of people here. So you can talk about exams, potential certification paths, some of the courses they have available. So some great resources that we have there.
We've been talking for 49 minutes and haven't even talked about content yet.
Nope. I wanted to save that to the end.
So this is the content section.
Ready?
This is why we're here.
Yes.
Yeah.
So besides all the stuff we just covered, let's show you the little breakdown of how this works in case, again, you've never been TechEd before. We have one massive, large gathering that occurs where everybody comes in, and that is known as the keynote. Which
tomorrow
starts
morning.
Tomorrow morning. Because you're already here, you're already registered, you're ahead of the game. I do suggest, however, because it is such a large venue, we're talking 10,000 odd people are going to be trying to get a seat. Get early, get your breakfast, leave your breakfast, come in and get a seat in the keynote to get a good spot. Suggestion is, besides sitting up at the front, is try to sit by an aisle so you can get out when you need to get out.
Yeah.
After the keynote, though, basically is the whole audience, we have things called foundational sessions, and that's something that I'm familiar with, but you know what, why don't you talk about foundationals with your history?
So keynote is where Brad Anderson's going to kind of get up on stage. He's going to talk about, it's kind of him, the whole audience, our executive speaker. There's actually Brad and several other speakers that will be there, kind of lay things out. That's kind of that high level of what is happening in the Microsoft platform, what we're doing. Taking it one step down, we're going to break things out into areas like what we have, the foundation.
Transforming the data center.
So the
example.
Next generation of the server operating system with System Center. We've got developer-oriented foundation sessions.
Visual Studio Studio.
Yeah, new version
tools.
Of Studio, what it's like to build for Win 8,
yep.
Dealing with phone, mobile development.
Right.
Those are the sort of foundation of sessions. They're very broad, but they're split into these key topic areas, seven of them.
Yeah. They're also demo heavy. They tend to be like I hate this term, but some people use it, a click down, if you will, a double click down as far as the level of depth is concerned. Then what you can do, the keynotes, you know, big and airy. The foundation sessions have the next level of meat, and they also introduce you to where you might want to go as far as the breakout sessions, because as you can see, 426 breakout sessions.
You are not going to get to them all.
Yeah.
You're going to get to 22, realistically. Right? If you go flat out, room to room to room, maybe 25. And that's hard. That's a lot. Your head will explode. This is a marathon, not a sprint. So pace yourself. And easy on the Rice Krispie squares, too. You'll notice the food gradually switches over to more fruit towards the end of the week.
Yeah,
exactly. The seven foundation sessions, the keynote on the map, is located all the way down at the end, past the meal hall. Then you're going to have foundation sessions that are spread out throughout the conference center. So you may want to get a beat on what foundation session you want. They're all listed in your mini guide and in the conference guide. Also available on Channel 9, the CH9 events app. Figure out what foundation session you want and understand where you're going to go from the keynote. There is a 30-minute break from the time the keynote ends till the time the foundation sessions start.
I want to be honest here. Sometimes the keynotes can go over, and
no.
They will simply announce the start times if they needed to be impacted. Sometimes they will announce the start times during the keynote session to say, stay in your seats. We're adjusting the time.
Yeah.
So don't worry about it.
You're not going to miss anything if the keynote runs long. We make adjustments. We make adjustments there. And then after the foundation session, you're like, okay, I want to learn more about transforming the data center now. I want to get super deep and super geeky on upgrading my Active Directory infrastructure. So you go from hearing about, you know, the broad Microsoft platform to more along the lines of where we are in terms of the data center with Server 2012, System Center, and some of these other technologies. Now I want to go, I need to upgrade Active Directory. What do I need to do? That's going to be one of those deeper breakout sessions, right? We've also talked about Birds of a Feather, hands-on labs, instructor-led labs. And then, of course, those of you, if you're sitting in here, hopefully you shouldn't be in a pre-con session because I know they're not over yet.
You're playing
hooky. These are paid for additional day-long deep dive sessions, but you're sitting in here, so.
Can you tell us a bit about Brad?
Corporate Vice President. Brad is a geek. I get an opportunity to chat with Brad quite regularly. This guy, you see it on stage when he talks. It's not a show. This is Brad. Brad is a geek. It's really kind of cool when I get a chance to interview him on Channel 9. I get a few minutes before to kind of go over some things. And we typically don't go over what we're actually going to talk about. We sit and we geek out about what we've just done, and he likes to build things and break up just like any other IT guy. He's the corporate vice president of Server and System Center, and so he's got that broad knowledge from the server platform all the way through management with System Center and deploying and bring your own devices and some of those things. But you'll see Brad on stage tomorrow morning at 8:30.
So, again, don't forget, come get your hot breakfast, get it out of the way, then come and get your seats because it does start promptly at 8:30.
And that's in hall I/J. You'll enter through J. Just follow the sign. Just keep walking.
It's the far end. Keep on walking. And just, then these foundational sessions, they basically go from 11 till noon unless the time is adjusted. They have their full abstracts inside the conference guide and also online. But as you can see, we're covering both data center, clients, developments, modern application lifecycle management stuff, Windows in the enterprise from desktop perspective, bring your own device with people-centric IT and sort of stuff. Lots of really good stuff in here, and there's the session codes that are in there.
You'll see the foundation sessions are typically driven by very senior people in our product teams or general managers. So it's another way that you can kind of get that, that view, what their view is and what their direction is. We've got some really rock star presenters for the foundation sessions.
I love some of these pictures. They're great. And then the demystification of the codes. This is very, very handy.
In the mini guide.
In the mini guide, as an example. Basically, what we've done is try to organize things by track, but not everything falls into a track. So this is the high-level breakdown, at least in the major categories that happen to exist, as you can see, from the track perspective. But it really kind of comes to light in the next slide coming up, which is your mini guide, where to get it, and also the online catalog. There was a recent addition, if you didn't notice, last Thursday. They now have, when you make your guide and you choose your selection for your sessions, they now have the ability to import that and subscribe to a feed, an iCal feed. So anything new that you add in, like those secret sessions that are being revealed later on.
What, you mean we haven't disclosed every single session
here? There is a good number of sessions that will magically appear after keynote, and that's about all we can say. If you add them into your schedule because you've logged in and channel line with your proper ID, they will appear inside your iCal feed if you decide to subscribe to that or if you're using the live online events app that happens to be there. Now, inside this mini guide, as I mentioned, the super secret squirrel breakdown, as you can see, you have the track organization, so the three-letter track code at the very beginning that gives you kind of the broad area of what you're looking for. And then the type of session. So if you see ILL here as an example, or IL, you're going to see instructor-led lab. H for a hands-on lab, or B for breakout, which is the traditional type of session. And then the cool part is the breakdown of the number. The number, first number, so the 100, 200, 300 level, or we only have 200, 300, 400 here at TechEd, that's the level of depth. 200 is, yeah, it's a little bit of depth to it. You're all good. You're going to see some demos. You're going to get some architectural discussion, but that's kind of about it with some slides and some positioning and sort of stuff. 300 level, that's where you're going to actually see installations, demos, break-fix environments, and that sort of stuff. Level 400, you should be seeing code, and your brain should be bleeding.
Yeah.
Typically.
My brain bleeds so, the minute I see expectations, any code, but...
Our expectations of you when you get up to advanced levels, you already know this technology. We're putting one of the product people in front of you that's going to dive deeply into how that product works and show you things you haven't seen before. Where the intermediate experience level is, okay, you've used the technology, you want to use more of it, and we're going to give you a broader reach on it. Right. And intermediate, you're newer to the technology, and you want to see what's possible.
Yep. So, for instance, I have four sessions that are in a row on Thursday, and mine happen to all be 300. And they're in one track for transitioning or transforming data center, and they are all B's for breakouts.
Right. And then the last unit is just a sequential number.
Yes, yeah, so they don't have duplicates.
It turns out we don't have 99 of any particular track.
It's a random number. Any questions about sessions, breakout sessions, BOF sessions, anything there, anything that's not clear? Do we understand the levels, where you need to go, 200 kind of just get my feet wet, 400... My mind wants to explode. Anything? You guys are quiet.
Okay.
Is anybody still scared about TechEd? It's just this monstrous beast? No? Beauty.
As a speaker, as someone that delivers sessions as a living, and some of these people, it's their first time presenting at TechEd. Most times they've been a couple of times from delivery perspective. Evaluations are the most critical part that we use for any kind of feedback for how we did. So if you want to say, you know what, Rick tells really bad jokes, doesn't get as deep as he should in his technology, and really is not talking about Active Directory at all. Why is this session written up this way? Let me know, because then I will change it the next time around. Likewise, as well, constructive criticism is very helpful for how to improve. It's the way I always look at doing evals.
It's the only way we get to come back is those evals.
Right. So if you really like the speaker, really like the session, give them high marks and also tell them some areas where they were good at or some areas where they could improve upon. We take every feedback extremely dear to our hearts.
And now, we are willing to bribe you. So if you will, there's basically two ways to fill in evals. You can go to the, three. On the ComNet nodes that are at the front of the big hall, those machines, you can go in and fill them in from there. You can do it on your phone if you install the Channel 9 Events app and get it hooked up to your Channel 9 account. You can do it from your phone. Or you can do it from any PC. The same way that you registered, log in to the console there. When you fill in evaluations, you automatically get entered into the draw pools, and we do give away Xboxes and other good swag.
And basically, you'll know as soon as you hit the final submit button if you won something, and you simply go up to the place to be able to reclaim your prize, and then they
you're able to figure out which one you're supposed to have.
So not only do breakout sessions have evaluations, but instructor-led lab sessions have evaluations. And we do evaluations for the hands-on labs as well.
Yep.
Because the feedback is very, very valuable there. As somebody who has written several hands-on labs, it's very important for us to get that feedback and understand. Because we're not here for us. We're here for you guys. And it's really tough for us to keep, you know, to make any changes if we don't know where we need to make changes. We can only guess. My mind reading powers are completely gone now, so I don't have those. So yes, definitely fill out the evaluation, and you could win it.
The last thing is you're not able to fill out an evaluation before the session starts. Typically, you have to wait 15 minutes before you do it. I will also remind you that your speakers will be saying this as well. 9 is good, 1 is bad. So higher the numbers, the better the
better
speaker is. Don't go down the other way.
Yeah, don't think
say,
that guy was number
session.
One.
He was
That's
number one.
Bad for us.
The wrong way to go.
Yeah.
And then finally, we have the session basically wrapping up with if you have questions, where you can go. The MS Tech Ed website has a FAQ of the most common questions people have had over the last couple of years that we've published and made available. Social, if you are into Facebook and if you are into Twitter, is actually the fastest way to get some questions answered sometimes.
Yeah,
but
if you tweet to @TechEd_NA, they will answer you.
But then as far as technical questions, that sort of stuff, green shirts are the external speakers that have graciously given their time to come and present.
Mm-hmm.
And blue shirts are the Microsofties to be able to answer your questions. And don't forget those red shirts at the doors for logistics about where to go and what to do.
And you see this red shirt was already vaporized, so we just have a shirt left.
They do also have a main information area down at the entrance to the attendee hall as well to be able to orient you in different types of stuff.
Any questions? Was this valuable? Did you learn something? Did you not learn anything?
I see mostly nods.
Mostly nods. Is somebody asleep?
If anyone has an additional...
Wake up your neighbor. Oh, yes, sir.
Is there anything else other than the instructor-led labs?
Is there anything else other than the instructor-led labs that you can only do here? Yes, absolutely. Networking.
Yeah. And $99 WinRT device.
Yes.
No, really. Instructor-led labs, the pre-con sessions... I'm not sure.
The pre-con sessions are not recorded, so if you didn't pay for the pre-con session, you will not see.
You will not get them.
Online.
But for the most part, the breakout sessions are available in there. So it's that networking aspect, being able to sit next to your.
Being able to go down onto the floor and talk to not only the guy who helped build IIS, but one of the best partners who's running one of the largest IIS installations in the world. And I know exactly the two people I'm talking about. They're here this week. If you're talking about challenging IIS at a large scale, those guys are here. You could talk to them. That you won't find almost anywhere else.
And I will honestly say, when I was attending this before joining Microsoft, some of the best things that happened at a conference did not happen in a session. They happened in the hallways, in between sessions, or during sessions that were not very good, where I walked out. Don't be offended by walking out of a session.
Yeah, it's your show.
Yeah. If the
you paid. You can leave anytime you want. Nobody will hold it against you.
Just try to be, you know, courteous and don't let the door slam.
Don't throw things.
But definitely, you are able to get up and walk around. That's why we recommend generally you try to double book or triple book yourself, so you have options for people to go to different locations.
Any other questions? Anyone? Anyone? Yes. How long are the recordings available? If you look right now, I think we go back 5 years.
Yep.
They're all still up there.
They're also downloadable, so you can download them for your favorite device to be able to watch on the way home. We typically get them up between 24 and 48 hours after they go live, after the session took place, sorry. You can download them in a variety of resolutions and formats as well.
Question all the way in the back corner.
I think that's a stretch.
And either you're going to have to get up to a mic or yell really loud. Okay, so the question is, will you receive a TechNet subscription again this year? The answer to that question is unfortunately no. That offer was not extended this year. Anything else? That's a popular question.
Well,
that's a good one.
We're going to stick around. We do want to be respectful of your time. Thank you very much for joining us here. Don't forget, there's an eval for this session, too. 9 is good, 1 is bad.
Thanks.
Have a great day, folks. For joining us, everybody. Have a great show.